Isaiah, chapter 58. Cry aloud, do not spare, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and declare to my people their transgression, and to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and did not forsake the ordinance of their God, they ask of me righteous judgments, they delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, they say, and you don't see? Why have we afflicted our soul, and you take no knowledge? Look, in the day of your fast you find your own pleasure, and exact all your labors. Look, you fast for strife and contention, and to strike with the fist of wickedness, you do not fast this day so as to make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I have chosen? The day for man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a rush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast, and an acceptable day to Yahweh? Isn't this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor who are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you don't hide yourself from your own flesh. Then will your light break forth as the morning, and your healing will spring forth speedily, and your righteousness will go before you, the glory of Yahweh will be your rearward. Then you will call, and Yahweh will answer, you will cry, and he will say, Here I am, if you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking wickedly. And if you draw out your soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light will rise in darkness, and your obscurity be as the noonday. And Yahweh will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in dry places, and make your bones strong, and you will be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. And those who will be of you will build the old waste places, you will raise up the foundations of many generations, and you will be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy of Yahweh honorable, and will honor it, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then you will delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will make you to ride on the high places of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it.